Hello, my name is Riley, your automated guide. If you have just given yourself overlapping G-spot orgasms, you're ready to discover never-ending overlapping orgasms. Continue to press and rub your G-spot. If your orgasms are no longer overlapping, press and rub a bit harder until they are overlapping again. Once you're experiencing overlapping orgasms, keep the pressure on your G-spot constant and continue to experience overlapping orgasms. Remember not to touch your clitoris. Feel free to touch other pleasure points, including your breasts and butt. Ready to learn about never-ending orgasms? Here we go. Press a little bit harder on your G-spot. Add to the pressure slowly and gradually. More pressure leads to more intensity. When you have raised the intensity by even the slightest amount, keep the pressure on your G-spot constant and just listen. If you do not yet feel an increase in intensity, gradually increase the pressure on your G-spot. Breathe. 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 Steady breathing helps you deal with the intensity. Continue to breathe. 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 If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you have raised the intensity. Great. Now that you've raised the intensity, you're ready to lower it. Press and rub a little softer and take a deep breath. Reduce the pressure slowly and gradually. Less pressure leads to less intensity. Repeat these steps, rubbing softer and taking an occasional deep breath, until the intensity is back at the level when you began having overlapping orgasms. Continue to breathe. 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 When you have lowered the intensity, keep the pressure on your G-spot constant and just listen. Focus on your breathing. Decrease the pressure on your G-spot bit by bit. If you are applying no pressure to your G-spot and taking an occasional deep breath and the intensity still has not decreased, move your arms, legs, hands, feet, fingers, and toes. Continue to move your body and take a deep breath now and then until the intensity eases. If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you have lowered the intensity. You're doing well. You've raised and lowered the intensity. You are on your way towards never-ending, overlapping orgasms. Now, once more, rub your G-spot a little bit harder to raise the intensity just a bit. Continue to breathe. 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 If you need to, You can pause this guide now and continue once you have raised the intensity. You are doing well. You raised the intensity a second time. Again, rub your G-spot a little bit softer to lower the intensity to the level when you began having overlapping orgasms. Breathe. 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 When you have lowered the intensity, keep the pressure on your G-spot constant and just listen. If you get to the point where you are applying no pressure to your G-spot and the intensity still has not decreased, move your arms, legs, hands, feet, fingers, and toes. Breathe. 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 Breathe steadily and take an occasional deep breath. If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you have lowered the intensity. You have done well. You've raised and lowered the intensity twice. You are well on your way to giving yourself never-ending, overlapping orgasms. Intensity tends to grow over time all by itself. Because of this, you may find it takes you more effort to lower the intensity than to raise it. Stop touching your G-spot now. It is time to recover and review your homework. Take two slow, deep breaths. Stop pressing on your G-spot. Breathe steadily and regularly. Move your arms, legs, hands, feet, fingers, and toes as needed to lower your arousal level. Listen to your heartbeat ease while you relax. Savor the experience. Breathe. When you move your body, you lower your arousal. Continue to move and take a deep breath now and then. If you need to, you can pause this guide now and continue once you are no longer orgasming and have recovered. You have learned how to raise and lower the intensity of your orgasms. With this skill, you can keep the level of intensity of your overlapping orgasms constant and raise and lower that intensity when you desire to do so. With practice, you can increase the time you make your orgasms overlap. For example, you can experience overlapping orgasms for 5 minutes. Later, you can experience overlapping orgasms for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. In this way, adding a few minutes at a time, you can gradually increase the time you experience overlapping orgasms to an hour, 2 hours, or longer. With practice, your overlapping orgasms will never end until you choose. You will need to practice this new skill. But before I tell you the homework, I want to talk about the next technique. Up to now, the techniques have not called for touching your clitoris. That is about to change. With the next technique, you will learn about massive or mega clitoral orgasms, or MCOs. MCOs are typically much more intense than the clitoral orgasms you have enjoyed up to now. MCOs tend to leave you relaxed and free of sexual tension. For homework, in each practice session, raise and lower the intensity 3 times, and then stay at a given level of intensity for 5 minutes. Aim to lower the intensity without moving arms, legs, hands, feet, fingers, and toes, and without taking a deep breath. Do this homework at least twice, 2 different practice sessions, before moving on to the next technique. This same homework is listed in the description for this technique, in case you forget.